Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
When you allow sin to dominate your life, or you backslide, get out of here. And 1 John 3 says sin is the transgression of the law. There's two ways you can sin. One, you can just go out here and mess up. It's a sin of where I'm committing a sin. I'm transgressing God's word. I'm not doing what He said. But number two, James 4:17 says, for him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, for him it is a sin. You can just sit around and do nothing when God told you to do something and still be in sin. Amen. You can't understand why your faith isn't working for finances and God's been telling you to tithe and you won't do it. You're omitting to do what God told you to do. You ain't going to get blessed. Your faith will not work. You better get you a good banker that'll bail you out, because you ain't going to get blessed. And then you're going to have to pay it all back with interest. Amen. God told you to get that little book and start confessing those scriptures and memorizing healing scriptures and stand on the word, and you ain't done it yet, and you can't figure out why you're not getting any better. You're not doing what He told you to do. And that sin of disobedience is hindering you from making your faith to work. And you can't lay hold on healing because you're not doing what God told you to do. You can't figure out why in the world that things aren't changing around your house and you're still doing those little things that aggravates everybody. And God done told you to quit doing it. And you're still transgressing the law. You still got a nasty mouth. Can't figure out why. It ain't working. Those little sins and those little weights will beset you. What's He saying? It'll keep you from receiving God's blessings in your life. What do you think the devil hits you in your temper? James said that that every man is he falls in sin when he's enticed by his own lust. What's that mean? The devil knows what button to push. He knows where your weak spot is. And if you don't deal with it, it's going to hinder you from walking in blessing. You're walking along, you know, and here comes the devil. He says, watch this, boys. Old loudmouth over here thinks he's speaking his faith and going to get the victory. Watch this. Jab, jab, jab. And the first of all, you hadn't dealt with it. So first of all, you kind of, no, I ain't going to do it. I ain't going to do it. You ain't dealt with it. So the devil says, yeah, watch this. I'll jab him again. Jab, jab, jab. And this time he can see your face getting red. He says, well, he's doing better. He must going to be taking me three times this time. Jab, jab, jab. Wow. The devil steps by and goes, he thought he was going to get the victory. Look at him over. He ain't dealt with it. He had it hid real good, but he ain't dealt with it yet. Listen, folks, sin will break fellowship with God. That's the trouble. And when you get out of fellowship with God, your faith won't work. Look real quickly here to John, 1 John chapter 1. Let me show you something about dealing with sin and dealing with weights. See, you need to understand something, folks. You can't walk, you can't get in the works of the flesh. You cannot get in the flesh sins, moral sins. You can't get into holding grudges. You can't do that stuff. I'm talking about sin. I'm not talking about just murderers now. And you know, I'm talking about, you know that you ain't doing what God told you to do, and you know better. You know anything that's not love is sin. You understand that? Holding a grudge will keep your faith from working. Harboring ill feelings will keep your faith from working. Getting in strife with somebody will keep your faith from working. What do you think the devil's trying to do? Listen, it ain't worth it. But you don't know what that old devil did to me. I mean, you know, she called me this. I don't care what she called you. Or he called you. Or they did to you. Amen. Well, they're still in strife with me. It'll hinder my faith. No, it won't. If you forgive them and walk in love, I don't care if they stand on their head and do cartwheels around your car. It ain't going to hinder you. Amen. They can't stop you. Their doubt and unbelief and sin cannot hinder my faith. Only when I choose to participate in it does my faith get hindered. But John writes here in 1 John chapter 1, verse 3, he says, "That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." How do I maintain fellowship? By laying aside every sin and every weight, and by maintaining the Word in my life and fellowshipping with God. Amen? See, I got to keep my fellowship in line. And John is writing about staying in good fellowship with the Lord. And you can't fellowship with God with sin in your life. I'll prove it to you. Look what he says. And verse 4, "And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth." You see that? If you're letting sin and problems dominate your life, and if God has dealt with you to take care of things, then you're walking in darkness and God is light, and light and darkness have no fellowship. Amen? So what does God say here? "But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ His Son cleanses us from all sin." If I walk in fellowship with God and I lay aside those weights and sins, then the blood of Jesus is constantly keeping me protected. Amen? Now, you say, what do I do then if I happen to fall into sin, or if I get into sin, or the devil trips me up, or what do I do? 1 John 1:9. "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Glory to God. That's simple, isn't it? You know what God says, how you get back in fellowship with Him? Go to Him and say, "Father, it was me, not you. I'm the one that messed up, not you, and I ask you to forgive me. I take responsibility for being in strife. I take the responsibility for not dealing with that situation. I'm the one that didn't obey you when you told me to go do that. I'm sorry. I confess it to you as sin." And you know what God does? He wipes that thing out, restores you, and now your faith will work. Praise God. So you see, sometimes you need to look at this. If your faith isn't working and the devil's beating your brains loose, don't go looking around all over the place, see what the problem is. Run in your prayer closet and check your heart out and see if you're doing what God told you to do. Because steadfast faith is the only thing that's going to defeat the devil. And steadfast faith has to be built upon the Word of God and fellowship with God. So the first thing I'm going to do, if it ain't working, I'm going to go find out where I'm missing it. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. I could be missing it in just not obeying what the Lord told me to do. God may have told you to go tell somebody that you were sorry and you haven't done it yet and the devil's breaking you in two. It'd be a whole lot better to humble yourself and go say, "I'm sorry," and get your faith working again with the devil than it would be to walk around defeated. I remember one time I was believing God for some things, and I told the story. God told me, He said, "You need to give $10 to this ministry." And I just rebelled and refused and didn't do it and couldn't figure out why He wanted me to do it. And it held things up for a month. Till finally the Lord spoke to me and said, "Will $10 make you or break you?" Because I couldn't figure out why my faith wouldn't work. I've always been able to pray and believe God and get my needs met. I couldn't get anything in. Nothing would happen. And every time I prayed, it just seemed like there was a stone wall between me and the blessing. I couldn't get over it, couldn't tunnel under it, and couldn't run around it. And I couldn't figure out how to get rid of it. And I got to praying, and God said, "I told you a month ago what to do, and you haven't done it yet." Amen. I repented quick, confessed sin, got back in fellowship with God, wrote the check. And the Lord began to bless me immediately. Just within a few days, God had poured in the blessings and met those needs. See, the devil can't hold it up unless he can get me to hold it up. Amen? But if I quit holding it up, God will bless me, praise the Lord. My faith will work. So, I got to fight the good fight of faith and stay out of sin and get rid of the junk that's hindering me. Amen? Second thing that's going to hinder my faith can be found in Mark's Gospel, chapter 7. Mark chapter 7. So the first thing is this. If your faith isn't working and the devil's whipping you, find out if you're doing what God told you to do. Find out if you've let sin get in your life. Find out if you're carrying things around that ought not be there. You cannot be out of the will of God and be blessed. And sin takes you out of the will of God. Number two. Second thing that will hinder your faith and the devil will work on you with is this, religion and tradition. And you know what argument he uses? He'll tell you, yeah, but you weren't raised like that. In your church, you wasn't taught that. You know, it's hard when you've been taught differently all your life to hear it and receive it like that. And we swallowed hook, line, sinker, pole, boat, fisherman, lake, amen. I mean, just swallow the whole thing. Yeah, I can't get it because I wasn't taught that. Well, I was raised different. And you know, we didn't believe it like that. And it's hard when you've been taught like that. As long as you're talking that way, it's going to stay hard. Paul didn't say confess your traditions. He said confess your faith. Listen to what Jesus says here in Mark chapter 7. And let's pick it up in verse 6. And he answered and said unto them, well hath Isaiah spoken of you, or prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandments of God, you hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things you do. And he said unto them, full well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your own tradition. Then drop down to verse 13. Making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which you have delivered, and many such like things you do. What's he saying? He's saying that the more religion and tradition you allow the devil to dump into you, the less the word is going to work in your life. Amen? People come in all the time. They say, oh, you know, I heard that speaking in tongues of the devil. And I wouldn't get involved in that. Where'd you hear that stupid stuff? Would you show me, you preachers that are watching, I challenge you, show me one place in the Bible that says that speaking in tongues is of the devil.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.